500 people, 492 to be exact, have been shot dead by U.S. police in the first 6 months of this year, according to a Washington Post report. Figures almost identical to the count for the same period in each of the past 2 years as well. Now, black males have accounted for nearly a quarter of that death toll. Research finds that every fourth person killed was also said to be battling with some sort of mental illness. A finding suggests that officer-involved shootings have been constant over time, despite geographical variances. And a half-year estimates imply the number of police killings by the end of this year will near the double digits, or quadruple digits, four digits, and over 1,000. Now, fatal shootings and brutal violence by law enforcement officers in the United States have triggered nationwide protests and calls for reform. Joining us is Omolola Adeloso, executive director and co-founder of Act for Accountability, joining us out of Bowie, Maryland. Hello, ma'am, and thank you for joining us. And now, please share with us this disproportionate number of young black men, many of them unarmed, that have been gunned down by police. And with the hundreds of protests we've seen, why hasn't this been reformed? Why has there been no change in this police culture against the African-American community?
Well, you have to understand, first of all, that each police department runs differently, and each state runs differently as well. So incidents like, the incident that happened in New York versus the incident that happened in Ferguson, everything depends on the local police department. What you have seen is that there is a nationwide call for police reform on how they handle cases where you have the potential of escalating violence or lethal force, or even just a call for how do we deal properly with issues when people possibly might have a mental illness. And I think that unfortunately, we're still seeing that the police departments in many situations are still struggling with what do they do, or do they even want to do anything. I think the Washington Post report estimates that 8% of some of the 8% of the police departments in the country have moved towards reform. That's a very small number when we talk about a large number of police departments across the country. And we still see that there is no justice when it comes to disproportionately cases affecting people of color versus white people in America. So, it's not just about the police department, it's about how are they trained, but also how does justice happen when there is a police-involved shooting?
Right, and this isn't anything new, is it? It's just over the last few years, because of technology, we are starting to see a lot of live footage out of people's telephones, out of people's car cameras, out of police dash cameras that have really left us in shock. And what's probably even more shocking is the high number of police that are getting off or acquitted or not even getting charges filed against them, literally getting away with murder.
They are. You saw the case with Philando Castile. His girlfriend was recording the incident and she recorded him getting shot. But guess what? The police officer still got off. He was found not guilty.
This is a man with a legal permit. His amendment, his constitutional right to carry a firearm. He said, "Officer, I have a firearm and I have a permit." Exactly. He went to reach for that permit. He was shot point blank 8 times in his upper torso. And we saw him bleeding to death. Unfortunately, it was a horrific video to see. And that officer faced no charges whatsoever.
Yeah, and he's walked away from it. And the constant statement or what the excuse is that they were afraid for their lives. We also have incidents and dashboard cameras where you see the victim running away or laying on the floor, and they are still being shot. So I don't want to castigate every single police officer, because it is a tough job to do. It is they're walking every day into an unknown situation, whether the person is armed, whether it's going to be a volatile situation. However, there is the statistic and the truth that when it comes to a person of color, disproportionately, they are likely to end up dead or shot versus a white person who may also have a weapon. And we've seen that in many situations. So, there has to be more training and desensitizing when it comes to policing. Black people does not equal danger. We are not dangerous. Majority of us are not dangerous. We're law-abiding citizens. But also when you are in an open to carry state, you know, you should not be afraid, because if I have a right to carry a weapon, and so I'm letting you know that I have a weapon on me. That should mean you have to take a different type of recourse. But also this just instinct to reach for their guns in certain instances where they could have used a taser, just like in the case of the pregnant woman who was shot, where she called the police that she thought there was an intruder in her house. They didn't use a taser on her. She was killed and she was pregnant. You know, so once again, we're talking about excessive lethal force and this instinct to shoot first. And then, you know, there's the cover up and, of course, a lot of them getting away with murder, literally getting away with
murder.
Thank
you. Well, we're all out of time. I want to thank you for joining us.